Let's speak to the DUP's Geoffrey Donaldson. Morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts about Nelson Mandela?
Well, I had the opportunity to meet with Nelson Mandela along with colleagues when we visited South Africa, and indeed we met with other leaders from right across the political spectrum. I must say that I found the encounter with Nelson Mandela to be inspiring. Let's be clear, Stephen, there were many things that the ANC were involved in that I would not have agreed with. I've never supported or condoned any form of terrorism, and I'm not going to do that now. But in meeting with Nelson Mandela, I recognised that this was a man who had moved away from violence as a means of resolving difference in a divided society, that he had embraced peace, that he'd paid his price, he'd done his time in prison, that he wanted to promote and was in his own self and person promoting and actively working to achieve reconciliation in a country that had been deeply affected by conflict. And there were lessons that I think we were able to draw from South Africa in terms of the peace process. But above all,
what lessons,
Geoffrey?
What did we learn?
The most intractable.
What did we learn from Nelson Mandela, Geoffrey?
Sorry?
What did you learn from Nelson Mandela in the context of Northern Ireland?
Well, as I was saying, I think the thing that we learned above all is that even the most intractable conflicts, ones that have gone on for many years, and ours lasted for over 30 years, and indeed we're still on our journey, that even those long-term conflicts can be resolved if there is the will and the determination to resolve them. I also learned that in the end, you do not make peace with your friends, you have to make peace with your enemies. And that is difficult and challenging. It requires leadership, and it requires that truth and justice are upheld at the heart of any peace process, because, as he said himself, peace without justice is not peace.
The people who knew him, who I spoke to last night, talked about this man who could be charming, disarming, likeable, and yet steely and tough at the same time.
Well, anyone who is negotiating the future of their country, who is engaged in peace dialogue, has to have those attributes. It is extremely difficult and challenging to deal with what are very, very difficult issues. Very often where there's conflict, well, always where there's conflict, there is pain, and there are very deep human emotions at play. And it does require a steely determination to address the issues that are at the heart of conflict. And I think Nelson Mandela had that. He also had the ability to rise above his own personal feelings, to recognise, as he said to us, that the challenge for leaders is to provide a legacy for the next generation that leaves their lives better than the lives that we have lived. And I think that is true in Northern Ireland. I'm often asked, you know, about the peace process and why we are where we are today. And I believe that at the heart of that is the desire to ensure that our children and grandchildren do not live through the dark days that we have come through in the past in Northern Ireland. That does not mean we forget the past, that we forget the suffering that there has been. And we need to address that and acknowledge it and recognise the suffering of victims. But at the same time, we need to find ways of resolving our differences that enable us to move to a better place. And I think Nelson Mandela offered the hope that you can move from violence and conflict to a more peaceful place, as they did in South Africa. It's not a perfect peace in South Africa. It's not a perfect peace in Northern Ireland. But at least the steps that we have taken mean that we have moved forward.
Geoffrey, there would be some people in your community who would have labelled Nelson Mandela in the past as a terrorist because of the ANC's military campaign. Would you have labelled him like that?
Indeed I would, Stephen. And the ANC did engage in acts of terrorism. By any definition, they were acts of terrorism. But Nelson Mandela, in the discussions we had with him, I think had come to realise that that type of violence does not actually resolve the differences and the divisions in a society that is in conflict. It doesn't actually offer the solution. And he had embraced peace. He recognised that it was through dialogue and reconciliation, that the way forward was to be found and not in violence. That offered to us, I think, the hope that people who had engaged in violence would see that it was wrong and that there was a better way of dealing with the difficulties, the problems in our society. So, as I've said, Stephen, in saying what I am saying, I do not for one moment seek to justify actions that were actions of terrorism, whether they were in South Africa or here in Northern Ireland. I've always opposed terrorism, will always continue to do so. But as a Christian, I recognize that you have to give people the space to change. At the heart of Christianity is change, is change in human nature, in the way that we do things. And you've got to recognize that people can change. And when they do, to acknowledge that change.
Geoffrey Donaldson, thank you very much.